yeah, I can imagine. That's what gets a lot of people on ham radio around here, too. They realize or have been through a situation where everything went down except for ham radio or radio of some sort. And then they catch wind of ham radio, and voila, they are now ham radio operators. But what a lot of them need to realize, which I think happens more often, unfortunately, is they don't ever get on the radio and expect to know what to do when everything hits the fan. But it's what these nets are for, is to get people that are mic shy or don't really want to be on the radio that much, but at least check into the nets, then you at least know your radio's working. So that's why I try to help out with radio checks and whatnot, try to be honest and let everybody know how they sound and how well it's working, if they move or change power, what kind of difference it makes. It's quite helpful when you're trying to figure out how your equipment works.
BLP.
Too late, Dave.
Well, BSK is as late as I am. We had an EMA meeting.
I should have just put you guys in there anyway, but that's kind of cheating. Well, we ended it about 6 minutes ago.
Well, you hadn't been talking to Mike for 7 minutes.
Yeah, but I already hit close on the ham.live, so I can't add more to it, unfortunately. Next time, I'll wait a little bit longer.
Did you hear her?
I did not.
So, speak up.
There you go. There you go. Got to be home in time for the net. It's all important.